Oh, I'm doing awesome. It's a bright sunny day here in Medicine Hat.
Fantastic. And we're getting set for the Rattler Run. All set to go April 26th. Start time is 10:30 at Medicine Hat College. Let's talk about how many years you've been doing this, because I could have swore I read this is the 46th year.
Yeah, it's the 46th year of this run. I think from my calculations, it's probably the oldest 10K left in Alberta. Like back in the 60s and 70s, a lot of the newspapers and radio stations used to do 10Ks, but that industry sort of went south, right? So
yep.
I think this is the longest standing 10K in the province right now. And I think the only road race, continuous road race, that I can think of that's as long as this one is the Calgary Marathon. So it's quite an accomplishment to be almost 50 years.
Yeah, it is. And there's a 3, a 5, and a 10K. Is this a fundraiser for the school?
It's a fundraiser for the track and field and cross-country running programs at the college, right?
Okay.
We make a little bit of money off it. It's mostly just a great community event to get everybody out and running and celebrating spring.
I run a lot. You know, I'm averaging maybe, 35 to 40K a week. I'm a big fan of flat. Let's talk about the course. Is it flat? Is it hilly? Am I going to curse and swear a couple of times?
Is it flat? Yes. Is it hilly? Yes as well.
Oh, it's both of those. Actually, that's great.
There you go. All right. It's something for everybody. How's that? I used to be in marketing. Anyway, so the 3K run is a flat race. It's right along the, once around the college, so no significant hills. The 5K has a significant hill in it. You go downhill between just before 3K, and then the last K of the race is kind of about a 500-meter uphill, which makes it a little bit of a challenge. And the 10K, it follows the 5K route. So it's got that uphill and downhill in the early and latter part. And then you're also up and down another hill as well. So it's, with the 5 and 10, it's not considered a flat and fast course by any means, but it's a challenging course. And, it's the Rattler Run. So let's see. You know what you've got when you sign up for it.
Hey, challenging yourself is a good thing. So, hey, I'm absolutely all for it. Let's talk about registration, where they can go, and what are we looking at as far as Costco?
Okay, the rattlerrun.ca sounds just like it, spelled just like it sounds, to register. And you can sign up before race day, and it's $50 for the adults. The kids get a little bit of a break. I think it's $40 for 18 and below.
And you've got cash prizes and medal presentations, too.
We do, yeah. So the top three in both the 5K and 10K in both genders get small cash prizes, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
And, there's basically 10 your age categories, so lots of medals. From the youngest to the oldest. I know last year we had our first medalist in the 90-plus category.
Holy smokes!
A young woman of 90 years old ended up taking a walker around the 3K. That was really cool.
Good for her.
And don't forget the mascot race. Oh, my God.
Do tell!
Oh, we got mascots going over 100 meters just to kind of kick things off at about 10 o'clock. And that one's always good. The Dill Pickle guy, though, is kind of a defending champion, so he's back for a third year in a row.
I love it. Very cool. Rattler Run. It's all set to go in Medicine Hat. Saturday, April 26th. Start time is 10:30 at the Medicine Hat College. There's a 3, a 5, and a 10. What's that website address one more time?
It's rattlerrun.ca.
Bill's the race director. I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right. It's a pleasure.